The Suncor refinery in Commerce City has been operating for nearly 100 years, encountering relatively little regulatory pushback when it comes to permit renewals and emissions. But that's changed recently. The Environmental Protection Agency notified Colorado Health Department officials that it will formally object to parts of Suncor's operating permit renewal request. Air Quality Investigation and Research for Equity, or AIRE, is a year-long community-based research project to bring awareness, education, unity, and action around poor air quality in the neighborhood. KGNU's Rosana Longo-Better spoke with Olga Gonzalez, executive director of Cultivando, a Latino health equity organization, about the community-based independent air monitoring effort.
So as you know, Suncor Refinery has been in our community for almost 100 years. And so there are many families who've been there for many, many generations. And the reason Cultivando became involved is because we do center health equity for the Latino community, in particular Spanish-speaking residents in Commerce City. Latinos are the majority of the population there. However, they have not been heard in terms of their concerns. So for many years, especially parents have reported that their children have suffered from headaches, breathing problems, asthma. Some report that family members have developed cancer. And some feel that it could be related to the toxics that are being emitted by the Suncor refinery. As you said, the smell is very evident, as is occasionally there's this yellow cloud in the air. You know, a couple years ago, we could see it from our windows at our offices in Commerce City. And all that the residents received back then was just a free car wash, an offer for a free car wash from Suncor. And so people felt like, okay, well, maybe it's just dust. But at the same time, the children at schools were locked in. They were not allowed to go outside because the air was so unsafe for their health. And so they've had many concerns and, you know, children have had a hard time being at school, focusing. Mothers were reporting their kids were often late for school. They just weren't ready to learn. There was just too much happening. And at first they thought their kids were just, you know, complaining about school. But in reality, they were showing up late because it was hard for them to just, you know, they had headaches and all these other symptoms. So they asked Cultivando to initiate this project to do our own independent air monitoring. Suncor has been monitoring itself, and therefore they're reporting nothing is wrong. And so the community asked for independent monitoring to happen, and that it happened from a trusted community organization. And that's why Cultivando is doing the work that we're doing.
So how long have you been monitoring the air quality there in the place? And with which machines?
Yes.
And with which machines?
It's only been for a few months. We had a late start in terms of when we received the funds and then setting up the equipment and everything. But it's been happening for, I believe, about 3 months now. So we have both a stationary monitor as well as a mobile monitor. The difference with our monitors is like night and day. The monitors that we are using pick up about 50 toxics, including radioactivity, which has never been done. The Suncor monitors traditionally picked up to 3 toxics, and that was very intermittent. So ours are happening continuously, and already we're finding some areas of concern in our community.
The refinery has been operating for years.
Yes, almost 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And they have always managed to get the permits in order. They have been able to do this regardless of what the neighborhood has been experiencing. So what do you want others to know about this situation? Why is this so urgent now?
It is urgent not only because of the health effects that it's having on our community, but also it's concerning that government agencies that are supposed to protect the health of our residents is failing. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has continued to reissue permits to Suncor to continue to operate. And this is before we even had a chance to do even a year's worth of monitoring. And so the community feels very betrayed and not supported, especially from local government and state government that's supposed to protect them. And now we know that the Environmental Protection Agency is becoming involved, and we will be having conversations with them as well. They've reached out to us to really listen to what the community is saying. And so our role is really to elevate those concerns that our community is reporting, and then to determine what steps would be taken. So if we find that harm has been caused to our community, if children did develop asthma or cancer or whatever, what is the reparations going to look like for those who are impacted, for all the families who've had to miss work, miss pay, kids who've had to miss school, medical bills? And, you know, if they have chronic health conditions, there's going to be a cost associated with that. So mostly it's remembering that it's not just about business, but it's about people who are suffering every single day because nothing has been done. So this project is lending a voice to the community that's been impacted, and it's really elevating their leadership so that they can determine what they need to feel safe, to feel healthy in their communities.
What are you going to be doing on April 21st for people to know? What are you going to disclose that is not only important for those that are living close by, but for all those that pass by every time, back and forth, every time they travel through this refinery and live in Denver?
Yes, so this event, the Empower Hour that we were invited to speak at, is going to provide us an opportunity to share a little bit more about Cultivando and the work that we're doing, more on the monitors. We also have a youth component to really cultivate the next generation of people who will take care of the environment. You know, the earth is our mother, literally, and we are destroying her, and there won't be much left for us and for future generations. I think scientists have warned us for many, many years now, and people have not listened because they've chosen profit over human life, quite honestly. And so it will be an opportunity to learn about our work and an invitation for people to get involved. This is really a collaborative effort. Cultivando has certainly benefited from many allies and organizations that have supported our work. And so there's a lot of calls to action. Obviously, the work takes volunteers, it takes time, it takes people's expertise, it takes money to continue to do this work. And we know that a one-year project is just scratching the surface. We know that the monitoring needs to continue beyond this year. And most importantly, education and mobilization of our community in terms of identifying next steps is the most critical part. I think that the one-year project will just demonstrate what community has been reporting, but then what? The then what is really the critical piece of that. And so we want to ensure that those who have been impacted and harmed for many years are at the forefront of deciding what they need, who've been living in this community, to help them understand environmental racism, environmental justice, and what they can do. We have professors from different universities who are lending their time and expertise to educate our youth. We also have law students from the DU Law School, medical students from Anschutz, who are going to talk about the health impacts as well. So there is the organizing piece, and there's also the health component, you know, raising awareness about that. And then we also plan to take them to more rural parts of the state so that they can see that it is possible to live off the land, to be in a place that is not polluted by factories. It's really hard to imagine a different community when the community you're in is all you've ever known. And so we're hoping that through these experiences, it'll help to bring greater education. We know that our Latino youth oftentimes are the bridge builders between society that they're encountering and then the families and our culture. So I think the young people can then bring that education home to their families and let them know how they can be involved. And most importantly, I think it will also help them feel empowered and not hopeless, because oftentimes we hear, oh, you live in Commerce City, it smells like dog food. And you're so a lot of our community members are made fun of, like it is their fault that they live in the conditions they live in, when it's really these companies, these corporations that haven't had concern over their health. And I think that for many of them, they'll also think beyond what they're seeing. Our school systems are really not adequate in Commerce City. So our youth have a lot coming at them from, as you said, the contaminated water. There, they found PFAS chemicals in the water. The air is contaminated. The soil is contaminated. The education system needs to be reformed or revised. And so this presents an opportunity for them to look beyond that, to see what they can learn, how they could make a career of this and be inspired by current students who can be role models. And so our hope is to, again, generate the next generation of, you know, community leaders who hopefully will come back and continue in this work.
If you want to add something, since Earth Day is coming so close in the face of the real thing that is climate change,
Yes, it's really important. And we know that for many of us in our traditional communities, we have this deep connection to the earth as indigenous people as well. Many of us in the Latino community are also indigenous people. And so we understand that literally the earth is our mother. We must live in harmony with the earth and with one another. And these types of toxic environments are not conducive to that. Not only does it impact our physical health, it also impacts our mental health because many people are feeling hopeless. And we want people to feel hopeful and empowered. And we have to remember that our actions today will impact future generations. And so we have a responsibility now to ask ourselves what our legacy will be on this earth. What kind of earth do we want to leave for our children? And so I think that that's up to all of us, and we all play an important role.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Olga Gonzalez, Executive Director of Cultivando, about the toxic environment around the Suncor refinery and how communities have organized to request their rights to be respected and to live in an environment that does not have toxicity to grow and to thrive. Thank you. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.